going to present on developing an occupational health surveillance needs assessment in New Hampshire, a stakeholder-driven process. Carla is currently Chief of Health Statistics and Data Management in the Division of Public Health Services at the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. She received her master's and doctorate degrees from University of Massachusetts Lowell Work Environment Policy Program. And in addition to serving on a variety of state public health initiatives, Dr. Armenti has also served as president of the New Hampshire Public Health Association. Carla?
Thank you and good afternoon. I'm going to step a little bit away from data, give your brains a little bit of a rest for a minute, and just talk about our experience in New Hampshire in at least trying to get some sort of occupational health surveillance off the ground. I just click that. I work for the state. Nobody gives us money to do anything, so I have nothing to disclose. you know New Hampshire, live free or die, right? I mean, the governor is trying to get, like, I don't know, $30 million out of all the state agencies right now because we have no tax, income tax. Anyway, I'm digressing. My background is in occupational health policy and environmental health policy, so I'm stepping into a different world through this job that I've had for 3 years. And I recently, last year, was able to participate in the Northeast Public Health Leadership Institute Scholar Project. And it's a year-long project. You meet with 29, 30 other scholars throughout the year, and you're supposed to develop a project. So my project is here to coalesce the occupational health community in New Hampshire to develop a plan for building a comprehensive occupational health surveillance program, and this will include an occupational health needs assessment to inventory existing data sources and identify information gaps. As Tim said, I'm in charge of the health statistics unit where we manage BRFSS data, the cancer registry, and the environmental health tracking program, and we don't do any occupational health surveillance. My boss pretty much says, you know, that's not your job. you know, you got to work on all these other things. So I found a way to sneak it in, and he acknowledges that. he says, Carla, you got your way. I mean, obviously, if we had funding, he'd be fine with doing occupational health surveillance. So a little bit of background, probably many of you already know this, but NIOSH and CSTE, the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, had convened a health surveillance work group to make recommendations to NIOSH concerning state-based surveillance activities, outcome-driven, and it would begin with identification of occupational injuries, illnesses, and hazards. And this is really, you know, kind of making a general standardized approach, cross-cutting across industries and occupations. So these occupational health indicators provide information about a population's health status with respect to workplace injuries and illnesses or to factors that can influence health. They either measure actual health, work-related disease or injury, or factors associated with health like workplace exposures, hazards, or interventions. And there are 19 total indicators, and this is what they're looking at. And these come from a variety of data sources. So Sue talked a little bit about the BLS data. There's hospital data to look at work-related injuries. There's workers' comp data, death data, and poison control data. We look at cancer data, blood leads, and then kind of our basic labor statistics, demographic type information. So I was faced with a dilemma. I want to do occupational health surveillance, but we have no staff, no funding, and I don't have much time to do it. So what we did was coalesce representation from key occupational health stakeholders in New Hampshire as a way to kind of pool resources to do this critically needed occupational health surveillance. It's a, you know, we're in a small state. We have, I think, a million something people. So, you know, you get to know everybody in your field pretty well. So I gathered up all my buddies and basically said, can you help me? And the goal, of course, is that this information will support their work in developing more customized intervention programs for their unique systems. So again, we're the Health Statistics and Data Management section. We perform custom data analysis. And in our mission statement, or whatever you want to call it, is developing new surveillance systems. So I do consider this as kind of fitting with that mission. So again, we manage the behavioral risk factor surveillance system, but we also have access to all the vital records, birth and death data in the state. We manage the New Hampshire State Cancer Registry out of our group. We have access to all the hospital discharge data. And so the overarching goal that the group came up with was to provide data and information to these stakeholders to reduce incidence and severity of occupational injury and illness in New Hampshire. So pretty broad. And then the group developed some objectives. Objective one, describing current occupational health surveillance in New Hampshire. So we wanted to understand what were some of the existing models out there. There's kind of those standardized indicators. Can we build some sort of needs assessment? I mean, what are the needs? And then we wanted to identify the gaps in the data coverage or tracking, identify key areas or hotspots from this existing data. Hopefully the data will tell us what the needs are. So the second objective, identify the incidence and severity of occupational injury and illness in New Hampshire. At first, everybody was thinking, well, let's just try to, take the top three indicators, kind of some low-hanging fruit, and just, slowly start working on some of the other indicators. So we thought profiling employment demographics would be a good thing to look at. And also, we wanted to look at current data, even if it wasn't complete. I mean, we're not a NIOSH-funded state for occupational health surveillance, so we can really kind of do whatever we want and try to learn from the data that we have. Objective three was pretty much, developing an occupational health in New Hampshire report and disseminate this statewide and to hold an annual conference, more of a working conference where we can pull a lot of these stakeholder groups together and kind of brainstorm about, okay, now what do we do with this information? So I did try to do, I tried to look out there to see what kinds of needs assessments have already been done. And there wasn't a lot specific to occupational health. Of course, there are some public health models, the NACHO model, and then some things that I learned, just through a lit search and through the listserv of the Consortium of Occupational Surveillance States. There are a few studies out there, one by Rafael Morey Erasso, looking at Latino workers in New Mexico, tribal occupational health needs assessment. Michigan did a survey of local health departments to ask them what kinds of questions are you getting for work-related issues. And then Maine has what they call MORA, which is like NORA. It's the Maine Occupational Research Agenda. A little bit more research-oriented, but another model that's out there. So what we garnished from these studies that were already out there are there are key steps. Establish your appropriate goals, objectives, and activities. Define purpose and scope. Identify the questions that need to be answered, et cetera. And then collect the data and do the analysis. So the group got together and just kind of brainstormed what might the barriers be to doing occupational health surveillance in New Hampshire. What are the needs in New Hampshire? What kinds of indicators should we look at? What can we do together with existing resources? And of course, where's the money? So the Consortium of Occupational Surveillance States are those states that are funded by NIOSH to have a fundamental occupational health surveillance program. And they work very closely with CSTE and have published a lot of great reports and documents, which were very useful in us understanding what we should do in New Hampshire. So quickly, the results. Our stakeholder representation were people from these different groups, city health departments, the Small Business Development Center, unions, departments of education, safety, and labor. I actually got the workers' comp data guy to come, and that was a big score. Northern New England Poison Control Center, the New Hampshire OSHA office, and some other DHHS disease control and prevention programs. So we did an informal needs assessment. We didn't want to waste a lot of time, you know, to implement a real formal system. We consulted with the cost states. We did literature search. We've consulted with the Massachusetts Tish Davis's group, consultation with the Maine Occupational Research Agenda as well. Okay, perfect. We did create a data matrix, and it would have been too small to put up there, but we categorized it. So we took each data set and categorized it for relevance for occupational health surveillance. Can you use it for occupational health surveillance? What are some of the data limitations? Are there any data linkage opportunities? What's the system for collecting and reporting? How low does it go? Can you get county level or even town level information, and who owns it? So we established a subgroup of members. The first group was actually about 30, 35 people who came to the first meeting. People are meeting doubt these days, so it kind of dwindles as you go through. We met monthly for a while, and then a subgroup got together and decided that we would try to just analyze as many indicators as we could do. New Hampshire doesn't participate in the BLS survey, so there are some that we can't do. And then we talked about adding some of the unique things that we've learned in our state. I did a study on documenting industry and occupation in our cancer medical records, and we'd like to include that. And we have a student from UMass Lowell working on an occupational poisoning project with us. See, I get free labor when I try to do this. So now we're working with a UNH MPH student, one of my students, to write the report, develop outreach, and help plan this one-day conference. We've already got it scheduled for March, so we have a deadline. And then just work with our stakeholders to develop a plan. How can we start a fundamental program? How can we maintain it? I have been encouraged to apply for the NIOSH funding, which won't come out until 2009. And we could maybe implement it in 2010, so we've got a ways to go. This Northeast Public Health Leadership Institute, in our final report, we had to document some of our leadership skills that we used, so these are kind of the phrases that they've coined. Inspiring a shared vision, I think we definitely did that because these people came to the table and were really excited that we were doing this. And occupational health is near and dear to my heart, and anyone who talks to me knows that. Final thoughts, you know, just kind of think of the big picture, try to identify those key people, bring them along, allow for participation in decision making by others, be strategic about your long-term goals, find ways to work within the system, and if that doesn't work, try it outside the system. You know, as I said, there are a lot of ways that you can sneak certain things in, you know, that are quasi in the system. And then, of course, celebrate your successes. So hopefully this conference in March will be well attended, and we can all pat ourselves on the back. I think that's it. Yep.
You can take a couple of questions if you want.
Oh, all right. Are any questions? Sarah.
Well, I'm curious. Nobody else has questions.